All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and that is a ringing phone. Maybe we should answer it before I say that we're in Grimm's Uncanny Valley, but you guys fucking know that. It's not mine. Sorry about that. I forgot to put it on silent. Oh, it was Grimm's phone. It's fine. Go ahead and answer it. I can just call whoever it was later. I insist. Besides, it might be important. Make sure we're recording. All right, if you say so. Sadie, I wonder what she wants. Hi, babe. Hey, you too. What you doing? I'm at the bar. Oh, hope I'm not interrupting you or anything. Well, kinda, but I have a minute. What's up? I was just calling to tell you that I have a little surprise on the way. Surprise? What kind of surprise? I'm sending it to your phone now. Okay. Oh, you might want to take a look at it somewhere private. Really? Color me intrigued. I don't think you'll be disappointed. Anyway, I just wanted to give you a heads up. We'll talk later. Great. See ya. You hang up. Oh. Your girlfriend? Yeah, she just wanted to tell me, something. Nothing important. Is that her too? I think so. You mind if I take this outside for a minute? It'll be real quick. Go right ahead. Who am I to stand in the way of love? Heh, thanks. This is exciting, gotta be honest. I wonder what she has in store for me. She sent me a bunch of photos. Suppose I could take a quick peek at them. Oh, wow, she looks incredible in that. Why does she have Mia's face? Gotta say, I scored big time with her. Holy shit, she has Mia's face! What the fuck is going on here? Is this like Mia's long-lost sister, Sadie? Certainly are nice pictures. Yeah. Well, I do say I think you've done well for yourself there, sir. Now, what else do we have here? Holy mother of God, I almost blew a load in my pants right now. Fuck, I'm hard as a rock. I can't go back hard like this. Can't go back hard like this. No, let's not do that. I can't go back in there like this. No other choice but to wait it out until my bulge goes away, I think. Hey, you about done out here? I need your help with something. Oh.
You almost matched the speed of light as you turned to try hiding your heart on.
Wow, that is such a weird narrator voice for that. Fuck. Yeah, okay, I just need one more minute. Okay, just hurry up. Sure thing.
With that, Grace goes back inside.
Ah, that was close. How embarrassing would it be if she saw that? Not to mention what an awkward way to start the summer together.
After a few minutes, and once your giant hard-on goes down, you go back inside. Over the next few hours, you help Grace as best you can. Learning the ins and outs of the place, you'll be spending plenty of time over the next few months.
What time is it? 15 minutes later than when you asked 15 minutes ago. That's it? It's Mia. Shit. Are Mondays normally this slow? Every night is this slow. I'm sorry this was such an uneventful first day for you, Grim. Don't be. Sure, it might have been a little slow, but I learned a lot today. Really? It wasn't too boring? Nope. Besides, even if it was, it's a good thing. Since I didn't feel overwhelmed, I could ease into everything. Thanks for saying that, even if you're just being nice. I'm not, but in any case, you're welcome. Know what? Why don't you head on home? What? But you're still open. Look around, Grim. I think Mia and I can handle it. And there's no reason for all three of us to be bored shitless, is there? Well, you sure? Positive. Now get out of here. Alright, see you later then. Oh, that reminds me. Take this. You'll need that to get in the house. It's a spare one I had made just for you. Cool, thanks. You know the way home? I think so. Got my phone just in case I don't. Good, now scram. We'll see you back at the house in a little while. Got it, later. Bye.
And with that, you leave the bar.
Wow, that place is really busy. What the hell do they have to eat on? Maybe I should go over and take a quick look. Damn, guess it does look a lot nicer. Even from out here, I can tell how much better the quality of the furniture is. Well, 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 look who it is. Fuck. Jumping ship already, huh? That just might be a new record. I'm not jumping anything. I just came to take a look, that's it. I see you, Will. Well, what? What's the verdict, how do you like the place? It's okay, I guess. Nothing special. Ouch! Tough critic. Although this place is nothing special, what does it make yours? Oh, get over yourself. They aren't that different. You must have left your glasses at home, then. Why not come inside and take a closer look? I'll even buy you a drink. I don't think... Come on. I won't take no for an answer. God damn it. So, what do you like? What do you mean? To drink, what are you partial to? Beer? Beer? Haha, I think we can do better than that. I don't really feel like any. What the? You're shitting me. She works here? Nonsense! I guarantee you'll be singing a different tune once you try our house special. Hey! How's it going, honey? Good. Busy, though. Honey, that's a little inappropriate to call an employee, isn't it? That's what I like to hear. Cindy, I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine. Sorry, your name must have slipped my mind. Think I never gave it. Anyway, it's Grim. Grim, of course! Now I remember! He didn't listen to a word I just said. Cindy, meet Grim. Actually, we... Nice to meet you. Huh? Oh, right. She probably doesn't want him to know that we already met. Especially given the circumstances under which it happened. And Grim, meet Cindy. My daughter. Oh, shit. Daughter? No fucking way. Excuse me? Oh, no, nothing. It's just that she's, really pretty. Yeah, that's it. Thanks. Don't act so shocked. I'm not that hideous, am I? No, that's not what I meant. Uh-huh. Sure it wasn't. Anyway, I'd better get back to work. Cindy, can you fix him up with something good? Sure can. Good. I'll see you around, Grim. So, what would you like? I'm not a huge drinker, to be honest, especially when it comes to the fancy stuff. Then why don't I choose something for you? Sure. You new around here? I don't think I saw you before. Before this morning, you mean? Yeah, I'm new here. This morning? What happened this morning? We met each other, you know, in my yard? No, I don't think so. You must be confusing me with someone else. Wow, she really doesn't remember me. How is that even possible? No, I'm too tired to even bother trying to remind her. Yeah, maybe so. And done! Oh! Well, now. Not sure I can trust drinking something she's made. What are you waiting for? Drink up! Better drink it. I don't want to offend her. On the bright side, if I die, at least I won't have to worry about how the summer will go. Yeah. Gotta look forward to that, right? Always look on the bright side of life. Doo-doo. 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 Oh. So, what do you think? It's actually good. Really fucking good. Yay, I knew you'd like it. Also, it's one of my creations, too. One of my own creations. She made this. Really? You came up with this? Like, all by yourself? Yep, crazy, ain't it? More than you know. She's like the Rain Man of bartending. Great at making drinks, but absolutely useless at everything else. Want another? I'll even let you have a taste of something new I've been working on. As good as that sounds, I should really head home. Maybe next time. Okay. Bye, Cindy. Bye. There's no way I could go there again, is there? I mean, that'd be like a betrayal or something, right? Of course it would. It's stupid to even consider it being anything else. But I'd really love to try that new drink of hers. If it's anything like the first one, then I'd sure be miss... Oof! Whoa! Hey! Folks, I think we're about to get across, you know, like the Marvel Universe shit. I know that woman! And you know that woman if you watched our last video. You know that woman inside and out. That is... Shit, I'm so sorry. Ouch, damn it. Jessica! There we go. We're starting to see characters mingle with each other. Shit, I might actually have to play that other game now. Don't you watch where you're going? Look. Don't you watch where you're going? Look, I can't do her voice as well as that voice actress. I'm sorry. I was just... Yeah, forget it. Just pay attention next time. I will. Again, I'm really sorry. Yeah, I believe you. Can I at least buy you a drink? Thanks, but I'm actually meeting someone here. Oh, okay. But I might just take you up on that offer one day. Dang, she's absolutely gorgeous. But I think that's enough excitement for today. Man, another attractive woman. What are the people in this town eating? It's that Dad's 3D diet. Can't decide which one to go to, huh? Sorry, did you say something? The two bars, both good options. No, that one over there is pretty crammed. And you didn't hear this from me, but the patron? Terrible BO. Really? Maybe I should take it up with the owner. You could, but I doubt it too much. The guy's a bit of a prick. Not sure if I'd say that. He's just a little blunt, that's all. That's an incredibly nice way of putting... Wait, you know him? As a matter of fact, I do. He's my husband.
Oh, you done fucked up. You done fucked up.
A husband? Seriously? It'd be a bit strange thing to lie about if he weren't. Hold on. Right, I suppose it would be. Boy, you're really turning bright red. I am? It's probably because I insulted my husband? Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't know. It's okay. I'm well aware of how he can rub some people the wrong way. I mean, I did just meet him today, so I probably shouldn't be so quick to judge. Though I doubt my impression of him will likely change. If I may, what brought on this opinion? Well, I actually know the person who owns the bar here. They had a bit of a run-in this morning. Ah, I see. That'll do it. Which one are we talking about, Grace or Vivian? Grace. And your name is? Grim. Nice to meet you, Grim. I'm Isla. Well, it's a pleasure. What a nice lady. What the hell is she doing with that dick, then? Anyway, I better be off. I'm actually on my way to beat Sebastian right now. Oh, okay. Guess I'll see you around. I'm sure you will. Bye, Grim. Bye. How typical that a massive douche like Sebastian ends up with someone like that. Well, think it's about time I go home. Wow.
With the moon gleaming down upon you and the ocean's breeze lightly whipping your face, you make the relatively short calming trek back to Grace's house.
Oh,
shit, I'm more tired than I thought. You and me both, buddy. I'm probably just gonna call it a night. God knows when those two are gonna... Ha ha ha! The fuck? Is there someone in the house? Ha ha! What an idiot! Sounds like it's coming from the living room. And I got a hunch I know whose it is. Ding! I was right! Having fun? Ah, look who it is! Where did you come from? The bar, you know, the one you're part owner of? No one likes a smart arse, Grim. What are you doing here? What does it look like? I'm watching TV. I can see that, but why are you watching TV here? Because my TV sucks. Then buy a new one. Oh my god, Grim, really? I can do that? Idiot. I don't see what's so stupid about that suggestion. Know what? You're absolutely right. Why don't I just pull down my thong and start queefing dollar bills out of my pussy like a fucking ATM machine? If you need more money, how about you start contributing a little at the bar? Cause it sure as hell could use it. I would, but that day-to-day micromanaging stuff really isn't my forte. I'm more of a big picture kind of girl. In other words, you do nothing? Pretty much. At least she's obvious. At least she's honest! She's unbelievable. What drugs was Grace on when she agreed to go into business with her? So what exactly is your contribution to the bar? Me? How about $200,000? Good night! $208,000, actually. If you want to be exact. Fine. Honestly, I honestly can't even be bothered anymore. Good, now unless you want to join me in watching this hilariously stupid movie, would you please get lost? More than happy to. Oh, one more thing. What is it now? Tell you what, you're fucking Sebastian's daughter, right? You found out about that, huh? Yeah, I did. Well, suppose it's gonna happen sooner or later. Don't you think that's a really bad idea? Why? You don't think she's hot? That's nothing to do with that. She's the daughter of the guy whose mission is to destroy your and Grace's business. So what? What does that have to do with the two of us? Come on, don't act like you don't know. Look, I suppose there's a possibility that I could complicate things, but don't worry. I'm very good at separating work from my personal life. Yeah, I guess you are. Thank you. Especially since you don't actually do any work. Huh. Just when I thought we were starting to make some progress. Don't hold your breath on that happening. Eh, whatever. Don't you feel bad about taking advantage of her? Taking advantage of who? Cindy! Oh, what makes you say I'm taking advantage of her? Because she's only 21? No, because she's an idiot. Stop exaggerating, Grim. Sure, she may have been dropped on her head a few times as a baby. A few times, I'm pretty sure her parents used her as a basketball. Nonsense, she's just a little... Vivian! Grace, you're here! Well, what are you doing home so early? I decided to close up shop early. No one was coming in anyway, so I thought, why not? What are you doing here? I just thought I'd stop by to say hi to Grim. Decided it might be a good idea for us to get to know each other a little better. Isn't that right, Grim? Jesus, I'm gonna save like every 5 minutes of this. Yep, that's exactly what happened. Huh, glad you guys are getting along at least. Same, in fact, I got a feeling we're gonna become very good friends. Uh-huh, real partners in crime. Anyway, I should probably get out of your guy's hair. I'm sure you're beat. That's one of the things I love about you, Viv. You never overstay your welcome. Oh, stop. You're gonna make me cry. She doesn't know the half of it. Okay, I'm out of here. I'll see you tomorrow. Sure thing. Come on, I'll walk you out. No, no. Go on, put your feet up. I can see myself out. Alright, bye. Bye. Yeah, God bless her. I don't know if that'd be such a good idea. She might burst into flames. She's not that bad, is she? No, I guess not. Currently, Sebastian holds that title. Ugh. Please don't even mention that name in this house. Sorry. That actually reminds me. I saw you talking to Isla before. Yeah, I was. Is it Isla or Isla? I don't know. I might have to Google translate that thing. Pronounce this name. I'm an idiot. You are an idiot. No, not like that, you piece of shit. Yeah, I was. Wait, I'm allowed to do that, right? Of course you can. I got no beef with her. Matter of fact, I actually find her to be quite lovely. Whatever on earth she's doing with that shit stain, I'll never know. That's what I said. Obviously, you'd be a moron not to realize it, but I digress. Which reminds me, about that little deal we had? You mean the one where if I impressed you today, you'd tell me one of your sexcapades? That's the one. Well, if you still want to hear it, you got it. I was more than impressed with you today, and I'm a woman of my word. Glad you feel that way. I do, but before we go any further, I gotta warn you, this is a pretty X-rated encounter that involves two other guys. Oh, we might actually get to see this. So if you're not comfortable with that, best let me know now. I think I want to hear it, gentlemen. Let's hear this, gentlemen. Doesn't faze me at all. Not like I'm getting cucked by them. I made it weird, didn't I? You did, so let's get on with this before I change my mind. Fair enough, I'm all ears. Hold your horses, we gotta go to my room first. I definitely don't want Mia overhearing this. Right, of course. Come on!
Eager to hear the story Grace had in store for you, you try your best not to run upstairs to her bedroom.
Ready when you are. So which one should I pick?
Looking as if lost in thought, a few moments pass with Grace not saying a thing.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. There are that many, huh? Ah, here's a saucy one for you. This one happened when I was in college. Well, that's a long time ago. Yeah. If I remember it right, this happened just 2 days after I turned 24. Go on. It all started one day, an hour or so after classes ended. Whistles. Would you mind not doing that, Grace? But I'm so bored. You shouldn't be. As a matter of fact, you should be getting ready for the oral. Not really. Damn, she's gorgeous, right? Yes, really. You're in here for failing to hand in an essay you were meant to do. And unless you want me to fail you, we're staying here until you write something passable, at least. That's because I didn't know it was due today. Then why are you the only person who didn't hand it in? Obviously, everyone else did know it was due today. Maybe, but I really didn't have the time to do it. Oh, and why is that? Because it was my birthday on the weekend. Can't actually expect me to do college stuff on my birthday weekend, can you? First off, happy birthday. Thanks. Secondly, of course I can. Besides, you have 3 weeks to do it. Damn it. This blows. Please go back to your seat, Grace. It's okay if I take a tiny break, isn't it? I guess, but why? It's a bit lonely back there, behind the laptop. So, you're not here to socialize. You saying you want me to go back? No, don't worry about it. Just stay where you are, don't worry about it. Just stay where you are, understood? Sure. How much more of this do I have to write? About 5 pages of actual content should be enough. Fuck. Hey, watch your mouth or I'll have you write 5 more pages. Giggle. What's so funny? You'll have me? What would your wife say? Enough, just get back to work. Mr. Sanders, what is it now? May I ask you a question? Yes, I suppose you may. What's your question, Grace? Your wife, is she pretty? Excuse me? I'm just curious, that's all. Not that it's at all appropriate to ask this, but yes, she is. Nice, good for you. Is she prettier than me? What? I am not going to answer that question. Really? Sit down, please. So you're saying you think I'm ugly then? No, that's not what I look. Just sit down. I'm only asking because there's one big thing I wanted for my birthday that I didn't get. I'm sorry to hear that, but for the last time, would you like to know what? Grace? I wanted a good fucking. Oh, boy, that would have been good if they had a female voice actress to just do that. I wanted a good fucking, like a good whisper. You can hear it, right? Gulp. And nobody wanted to give it to me. So I'll ask again, Mr. Sanders, because I just don't understand. Am I not pretty?
No, you are. Very pretty.
That's what I thought. So, I was thinking.
Yeah?
Why don't you fuck me?
Holy shit!
You actually said that? Well, it was something along those lines. After all, it was quite long ago. Man, you went through all that just because you didn't get laid on your birthday? What? No, I got laid.
Huh?
You just said... I know what I said. I just really wanted to get out of writing that essay. Devious. I really was. So what happened next? Oh, that's right. Oh, God! You're so fucking big!
Those limp dick sissy frat boys don't compare, do they?
No, not even a little.
Yes! Yeah, take that fucking cock. Dirty little whore. I'm gonna blow out your pussy with my thick... My thick fucking load. No. I'm gonna blow out your pussy with my thick fucking load.
Give it to me.
Please, God, give it to me!
Creek.
Sorry to disturb you, Alan, but... Oh my God! What the hell is happening here?
Oh, for fuck! Dean Myers!
It's not what it looks like! I was just demonstrating to her,
Busted! Royally. Fuck, I can't even imagine how ugly things must have gotten. What happened? Sanders got fired, right? Are you... and you? Suspended? Something worse? Well, not exactly.
What was that, slut?
I can't hear you from all that cock you have stuffed in your mouth.
Fucking hell, her cunt is tight! So much better than the old hag I got home!
Should be I got at home, not I got home.
Yes, fuck.
Fuck me harder, I want to feel your balls slapping against my dripping wet pussy.
Take it all, slut.
Fuck me deep.
Shit, hearing you say that is making me so fucking hard.
Oh, do you like it? Do you like my little pussy?
I've gotta come.
Do it on my face. I want your warm seat all over me, Mr. Sanders.
Yeah.
There's so much of it.
Shit. How does it feel?
Amazing. Best I had all week.
Good, because you're about to get some more. Get on your knees.
Whatever you say, giggle.
It's coming. I'm coming. Please give it to me. I want it all. Every last drop. I'm begging for it. Wow. That might have even been bigger than Mr. Sanders' load. Lucky me. Oh God, what the hell did I just do? You, my unfaithful, inappropriate student fucking teacher, you just gave me A's for the rest of the year. And let me off without the essay, too. Yeah. And that's the end. Grim?
Whoa, I'm speechless.
I assume that's a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, your professor and the dean?
At the same time, that's fucking wild. Yeah, it was a good day. Not only did I get fucked real good, but the rest of the year ended up being a real breeze. I'll bet. Not that I'm proud of it, though, but I was young, dumb, and, full of cum? Not what I meant to say, but basically, yeah. Well, that's enough of that. Let's go back downstairs. Sure.
You follow her down, all the while thinking about the insane story she just told you.
All this and we're still only on the first chapter. I just have one more question. After that day, did you ever, you know, Nope. Really? Yeah, I got what I needed and that was the end of it. Damn, that's cold.
As if on cue, Mia comes into the room.
Grace? What's up? Just wanted to let you know I'm going out for a quick walk. Oh, come on, Mia. Didn't we already have this discussion? I don't want you going on walks this late. It's not safe. Stop being so paranoid. I'll be fine. And just in case, I'm bringing my pepper spray, too. Oh, you are? Well, then I guess we have nothing to worry about. Hear that, Grim? She's bringing her pepper spray. What could possibly go wrong now? Give me a break, will ya? I'm a grown woman. I can handle myself just fine. Fine, you can go. Huh? Really? Yeah, however, only as long as Grim goes with you. What? Yeah, what? He can be there if something goes down. Like he's gonna protect me. Hey! Back me up on this, Grim. You're more than happy to accompany her, right? I'm more than happy to, only if that's what she wants. I appreciate that, Grim, but I don't... She'd love for you to tag along. Grace! This isn't up for debate, Mia. He's going with you, and that's final. Oh, God damn it. Well, this is gonna be uncomfortable.
With Mia begrudgingly accepting your company, the two of you leave. 10 minutes later.
Yep, I was right. This is uncomfortable. We barely said two words to each other, and she keeps walking ahead of me. I feel like some kind of personal security. Hey, can we slow down a little? Why? Can't you keep up? I can, but it feels like you keep walking faster and faster. This is how I like to walk. Right. Come on, let's cross here. Is that the bar just up ahead? Yeah. Didn't you walk by here when you were going home earlier? Think I went a different way. This way's quicker for future reference. Got it. Hey, do you want to go over there for a bit? By the water? Yeah, I haven't had a chance to really take it in yet. Sure. Guess we could take a quick look. Cool.
You follow her across the road. Moments later, you're on the beach.
Well, this is it. What do you think? It's beautiful. Yeah, it really is, isn't it? I can't even remember the last time I went to the beach. I never realized until right now how much I missed it. Really? Why? If my memory serves me, you were always a terrible swimmer. Shut up. What? Didn't you almost drown like 10 times? Twice, and that was only because I got caught in a rip current. Sure, whatever you say. Hey, I'll race you any day of the week.
And every one of those days, I'd smoke your ass. In your dreams. It really is something, huh? Yup, almost jealous that you had this at your doorstep the last 2 years. Like everything, you get used to it. And after a while, it's just there. But you're still happy with your decision to move here? Definitely. It was the best thing I ever did. Good. I'm glad. Although, it'd be even better if the bar wasn't in the toilet. I don't know what I'd do if we had to close it down. Don't worry. We'll turn things around. We? Has Grim come here to single-handedly save the day? You're being sarcastic, but I've been known to have some pretty good ideas. Not so sure about that. More often than not, you end up making things worse. Sorry, I didn't mean that. It's fine, I probably deserve that anyway. From the silence, looks like she agrees. Come on, it's late. We should get home before Grace has a coronary. Yeah.
As you start walking.
Hey, hot stuff. Wanna have a sleepover at my place?
Just ignore him.
Hey, what was that? Did you say something? Yeah, that's what I thought. Keep walking, little punk bitch.
And how about you fuck off? Mia, don't provoke him.
Fuck off? Why'd I want to do that when I got a hot piece of ass standing right in front of me?
Not in a million years. Just back off, man. We don't want any trouble, okay?
Agreed. So just pass the little skank over to me and we can go on our way.
Drop dead, you disgusting sack of shit.
Ooh, a fighter. This is gonna be fun. I'll even let you talk dirty like that in bed.
Ow, get off me. Don't touch her.
Oh, now you done it. Oof.
Holy shit.
Ow, that really fucking hurt.
Good, now get the hell out of...
Oh, God. Ugh, I think I swallowed a tooth.
Serves you right.
Look what you did, you destroyed this perfect face.
Yeah, you look like the fucking regular, you know, like you play Double Dragon, like the regular punk that you beat up, the regular enemy. He looks like a regular enemy from Double Dragon or fucking Streets of Rage. He's your regular punk.
Who will ever love me now?
And with a quiet sob, he runs off.
Well, that took a weird turn. Mia, you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. It's just... I can't believe you did that. Tell you the truth, neither can I. It just kind of happened, I guess. Though it feels like I might have hurt my hand. You don't think it's broken or anything, do you? No, I probably just bruised it. Why don't we sit down for a minute? Sounds like a plan.
Finding the nearest bench, you two sit down.
Yeah, what a day. Yeah, it certainly has been, hasn't it, guys? Well, that is the hour. We're at 3. I'm going to bed. I gotta go to work tomorrow. I hope you guys enjoy this. There was a lot to see. There was some plot. There was some
real plot.
And then there was a surprise appearance by Jessica, who we just got done seeing in Lust Theory. Her model looked a little different, though. Looked a little better. The lipstick kind of gleamed a little more. You can tell when the engines get upgraded, the models get upgraded. But it was definitely her. I tried to do her accent best I can, but I am not that voice actress. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I am gonna see you guys next time. Be next Monday when we do more of the Inceton universe, I guess you could say, right? So this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out on Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we'll see you next time for more Return to Mia in the Inceton universe.